everyone, and welcome to today's episode of Channel Chat. I'm Alicia Fioretta, managing editor of Channel Marketer Reports, and right now I'm being joined by Carl Sviewald, who's CEO of Amengate. Carl, thanks so much for taking the time out.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Well, you know, you and I have been in contact before, obviously, to learn a little bit more about Amengate. But for those who are unfamiliar with your company, would you be able to provide a brief history and an overview of the solutions your company provides?
Sure. No, I'd love to. So Amengate's been around since 2006, helping thousands of software and SaaS companies to grow their revenue worldwide. So if you think about the software industry, there's been some mega trends. I mean, you could look at open source as making the cost of developing apps pretty much, you know, free. You can look at the cloud as making it very easy to distribute solutions, especially as we see software as a service. And kind of the interesting thing is that the tough part is still how to make money. And that's what Amengate does. We help software and SaaS companies to grow their revenue, grow their sales worldwide, through any business model, whether it's perpetual or subscription, through any channel, whether it's direct or through through partners, resellers. The company's solution is completely cloud-based, right? So there's nothing to download. And we have three major modules on top of our commerce platform. Our first module is our e-commerce management, which is everything you need soup to nuts to get up and running and start taking orders online in over 100 countries worldwide. So it's the customer experience. It's being merchant of record, taking, dealing with tax, fraud, risk. It's handling the subscription management and the billing and the invoicing. And also the full support for shopper issues that may occur during the ordering process. So we handle all of that. We like to say we're the easy button. So, our customers can get up running literally in days and start doing business online. Our second module is our channel management module, which helps our vendors, software and SaaS companies, to sell their solutions through resellers and get visibility into the sell-through, help manage their resellers more effectively, and help the resellers to better manage the ongoing relationship, especially in pay-as-you-go models like subscriptions. And then finally, we have an affiliate management module, which is basically a network of 33,000 affiliates we bring to the table day one to help our vendors get better distribution, get to market faster, and to grow their revenue. So these are guys like, you know, CNET.com or Download.com that have, extensive traffic to their sites that can help drive traffic to our customers to offer up software and services. And then we can facilitate in terms of respecting the split between the affiliate and the vendor. So we do all that in our cloud-based commerce system. So as I said, we've been around since 2006. We have about 2,500 customers worldwide. We have about 120 employees. And look, you know, the SaaS market's been growing tremendously, as you probably know. We've also been benefiting from that, helping software and SaaS companies to grow their revenue. We've been growing actually about 75% a year for the last 5 years consistently, so very fortunate. You asked about our target market. No, we sell to businesses. We sell to the very small businesses, the single owners who are trying to sell some software or software as a service, all the way up to the mid-market and even into the enterprise. So from that perspective, we focus on businesses. But the businesses we sell to, they are both B2B as well as B2C, so if that makes sense.
Yeah, absolutely. A really great scope of, you know, the business and your overall growth. And obviously, the whole as-a-service model itself has really taken the IT world by storm. A lot of people are talking about, you know, the benefits, both from a usage standpoint and from a financial standpoint. So, you know, for people who are unfamiliar, you know, with this whole area and all these developments that are happening with the cloud and as-a-service models, why don't you share your perspective of the benefits of these kinds
absolutely.
Of solutions?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, as I mentioned, I mean, look, the market for SaaS solutions is growing extremely quickly. I mean, you could talk to various analysts and you'll hear 20%, 25% market growth, which is outrageous for the size of that market. And there's a reason for it, right? And the reason is, as you say, it's all these benefits. Look, we are a pure SaaS solution ourselves in terms of we provide commerce as a service. And as I mentioned before, we're kind of the easy button. Part of it's just about helping customers to get to value more quickly, right? So in our case, we help our customers to get to market more quickly. We help them to grow their sales more quickly. But because there's nothing to download, there's nothing to implement and to configure in the traditional way that enterprise software has been built and delivered in the past, it's the ability for consumers to now get value out of the solution, whether it's a commerce as a service or it's storage as a service or it's CRM as a service. I mean, again, there's many different types of solutions out there. They all have in common the benefit to get to value much more rapidly. It's a lower cost of ownership, but more importantly, it's faster time to value. And from the provider side of it, right? So the SaaS providers, they're finding it's a benefit because they're building better relationships with their customers, right? Because it's a pay-as-you-go model, right? And SaaS is delivered immediately because you're making updates more quickly. You can get features more to your customers more quickly. But you have now an ongoing subscription-type relationship, which brings the customers more closely to the provider and helps the providers to better understand what their customers are using and what their customers want. So it actually helps the providers to deliver more effective solutions, which is good for everybody. So yeah, I mean, this trend is only going to continue.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of really good points there. And, we've done a feature in the past at Channel Marketer all about the rise of the cloud and how that may impact channel relationships. So what's your view on that piece of the puzzle, how, the relationship between the vendor, the reseller, and customer, how is that whole relationship and dynamic going to shift, especially between the vendor and the reseller? How is that relationship going to change?
Well, yeah, I'm absolutely right. SaaS models just completely redefine these relationships, the vendor-customer, but the vendor-reseller-customer relationships, I mean, the role of the channel is completely redefined. I think we're seeing, some consternation and kind of the industry trying to figure it out and almost redefine itself a little bit here. A big part of that, obviously, is the pay-as-you-go business models that are evolving and becoming more popular with the delivery of solutions online and SaaS, in a SaaS way. It's more pay-as-you-go. That means it's no longer just, a one-time hit or a perpetual license that you sell up front. It now means that you've got to have an ongoing relationship. And so the partners, the resellers now need to be incented as well to keep ongoing relationships, to get the renewals, to manage those customers, to minimize churn. And that's what's at the heart of kind of trying to figure it out. I think the other side of it is that resellers are no longer just providing shipping boxes, right, and taking orders. They're now in a position where the ones I think that evolve can add a lot more value in terms of best practices, in terms of training, in terms of other solutions that they may be able to provide now in the cloud more easily that add value so that it's maybe multiple solutions. And to some degree, some of these resellers may even become somewhat of an app store, if you will. So I think it's these dynamics of you've got pay-as-you-go business models, right, and you've got delivery, which is the delivery of the solution is all online and direct, and now resellers are trying to figure out their new role. And there is a role. I mean, there is definitely a role for them to add more value, and I think it's in everyone's interest for them also to have and establish these ongoing longer-term relationships to better serve their customers. So they're not just taking the transaction and moving on. They're actually having a long-term relationship and set of transactions over time with their consumers.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of really great points there. And, obviously this is something that's ever evolving and it's going to continue to change, obviously, as time goes on. So it'll be really exciting to see how the space develops and how companies, operating in these channels are going to, adapt to them.
Yep.
But, obviously, Avangate has experience in this area. Obviously, some of your customers operate in the channel, but also you guys have an affiliate program as well. So how about you share a little bit more information of this program as well as, the kinds of resources, from a sales and marketing perspective that you provide to your partners specifically?
Sure. Let me break it down into two parts. I mean, as I mentioned, we have three solutions, our e-commerce solution, our channel management solution, our affiliate management solution. Let me talk about the channel management solution, and then I'll talk about the affiliate management solution next. The channel management solution is basically all about helping facilitate the relationship between the vendor and the reseller and ultimately to the end consumer. I like to joke that we are the only, and that's actually true, we're the only channel-friendly e-commerce provider out there. The channel management solution specifically is there to help the ISV to manage the resellers, to onboard resellers more quickly, to get better visibility into those resellers, to understand which ones are performing, to help better manage channel conflict between what's being sold through the channel as well as what's sold direct, because when you start selling online direct, you start creating potential conflict. And it helps the resellers in that it gives them a partner portal, right, that they can now get sales, marketing materials that's shared to them on a real-time basis from the vendor, so it helps to facilitate the collaboration. They now can more rapidly serve their consumers because it's their customers because it's all automated and online. They now have a way to manage, as I mentioned before, these ongoing relationships, you know, pay-as-you-go business models such as subscription, so that they can now participate in you know, revenue opportunities beyond just the initial sale. So our platform helps facilitate that as well and give them a visibility as well. So just as an example, Bitdefender is a good customer of ours. They're one of the top antivirus companies in the world. They have thousands of resellers. They leverage our solution. They actually use our e-commerce module, but they also use our channel management module. And the channel management module, they can now onboard hundreds of new resellers and partners a day. And they have thousands and thousands of them on their system, already. They used to take 30 orders a day. They can now take 200 partner orders a day, right, by using our system to help that. So they can deliver to their resellers more effectively. The resellers are getting better information. Orders are turned around a lot more quickly. It used to take, in some cases, 10 days to turn around a partner order at Bitdefender. Now it can be done the same day. So, tremendous benefits both for the reseller to help broaden out their reach and to broaden their distribution and grow their revenue, and also for the resellers who are working with the vendors to get better visibility and to get better customer satisfaction ultimately in what they're delivering to the consumer. So that's the channel management module. And then on the affiliate side, as I mentioned, it's a different kind of reseller, if you will. Affiliate is actually more of a referral. They're driving traffic that they have on their site to the online e-commerce shopping carts that our vendors have direct. But because of the way we've architected our cloud solution, we know where the traffic's coming from. And so we facilitate in our system kind of a negotiation, if you will, between the reseller and the affiliate, and they can decide on what split they want. And then because we're taking the transaction ultimately as merchant of record, we can respect those splits and pay out the respective amounts to both parties. So it's very easy for affiliates to kind of join on board to our affiliate network and start making money. At the same time, for our ISVs, it's great because when they come on board with us, they can tap into this 33,000 large, strong network and start expanding their distribution day one. Does that answer the question?
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of really great stuff there, Carl. And obviously we're closing up 2012 and obviously planning for 2013 marketing and go forward strategies, basically. So, what's in store for Avangate from a marketing perspective and, the go-to marketing plan for the next year? What can we expect from you guys?
Yeah, so, there's a lot of things going on. Our market and our industry is growing very fast. As I mentioned, we're growing a lot faster, at 75% growth a year. So we are very busy kind of getting the word out. We're also very busy continuing to innovate in our solution to provide more value to our customers and the resellers to help ultimately grow their revenue. And so, we've got actually, this quarter a release coming out, which is, continues to add more capabilities for SaaS customers in terms of the ability to get better reporting visibility. So we're pretty excited about that release, our fall release. And then in Q1, we have a major update to our solution, which is really going to help focus on customer retention as well. So not only driving new sales, but helping vendors and also the channel partners to protect future revenue, to help minimize churn and help better serve those customers. So that's pretty exciting for us to be able to help our customers to do that. We also continue to get the word out through our social channels like Facebook and our blog and so forth. We do, of course, direct email, telemarketing, and so forth. But we also do a lot of regional events. For instance, we have quarterly events in China. We have hundreds of people that come to those events. For example, the one in China, where we have software companies, and again, we're happy to work with small, mid-size, and large, come and learn how we can help them to grow their revenue. So we do that in various regions across the world. And I think you'll see more of that in some new regions for us, such as India and Brazil, kind of go into New Year, because those are big growth areas for us as we get into 2013. So a lot of exciting stuff coming.
All right, excellent, Carl. So that's definitely something we'll keep an eye out for, through the next year. And obviously, you guys are, moving forward aggressively and, increasing that education and awareness as the cloud emerges and as the service models seem to, make more advancement in this industry. So, Carl, thank you again so much for taking the time out to speak with me today. And thanks, everyone out there, for watching.